Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it's Thursday here, the last day of the joint practice session between the Patriots and the Bucks. And Brian, you are holding a clear bag. We'll get to that in a little bit, but first let's tie up some notes from Wednesday afternoon. The biggest news of the day, obviously, was Tom Brady. We have a few updates on him. It's been reported that it doesn't appear too serious, his injury.
Yeah, the reports last night and then Thursday morning are that, maybe a mild sprain, that he could be able to practice today, could be able to play on Friday night against the Buccaneers. Now, today being the final day of training camp, obviously the team will still continue to practice. But all the reports have been positive, but we'll really have to see at 2 o'clock today when the team takes the field. Is the red number 12 jersey out there? And whether it is or isn't, is it out there tomorrow night, Friday night, for this preseason
game? That will probably be the only thing that reporters will be looking for on the field when we go out there later
on. Right, and it's important to know that, last week Ryan Mallett left the preseason game injured. Tom Brady leaves with an injury at practice. Tim Tebow, the only one in the last week who hasn't left something with an injury. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything about tomorrow night yet, but you wonder how many and who's going to be available for this preseason game. The Pats have to get there.
Just a rocky road for the QBs the past week. Well, let's get to some other things. On Friday, the Patriots will debut their 2013 season right here at Gillette Stadium, but there are some new, very important NFL bag rules that you must be aware of if you're coming to the game, and that's why Brian is holding this purse, as I like to call it.
Well,
it's a clear 12x6x12 bag that fans will have to bring.
Well, fans don't have
something
to bring
like
this
it.
One, but fans cannot bring any bags that are not clear. Right. It's a new NFL policy. It's not just the Patriots, NFL. Every fan will only be allowed to bring in clear plastic bags, 12x6x12, or 1 gallon freezer bags that are clear, or a small clutch. That's sort of the size of a hand. So it's very important if you're a fan coming to the game, season ticket holder, you're coming once, first time ever, club seats, it doesn't matter. You have to adhere to these rules, and just trying to get that word out so that people aren't caught coming to the stadium wondering, well, why can't I bring this bag in? This is new. It's league-wide. It's just important to know if you're coming Friday night.
And I think they will have some places around the stadium where they'll be selling bags like that. But also, if you just want to bring a plastic Ziploc bag, you can do that as well. You, of course, can use your wife's clutch, so you are safe there. But there are more details on NFL.com and, of course, on Patriots.com if you want a full listing of all
that
information.
That's right. I think it's NFL.com/all clear is the website.
Okay. Well, we're getting ready here for the final day of training camp. I can't believe it's already here, but the first preseason game, or the second preseason game tomorrow, that's definitely exciting.
It is.
We will have more right here on Patriots.com, but that will do it for Brian and myself for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.